You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Texas still needs to set up a distribution system for cannabis oil. Well, now some folks in McKinney are offering up an idea. They want to repurpose a 100-year-old cotton gin to grow, process, and distribute the stuff. The man with a plan, Patrick Moran, CEO of Aquiflow. Patrick, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So let's start with the obvious question. Why is an old cotton gin a great place to grow cannabis and work it up to harvest it for its oil?
Cotton was one of the main agricultural forces in Texas 100 years ago, up until really roughly 50 years ago. So as cannabis production comes back to the United States and becomes the economic force once again that it was, in a sort of a metaphoric way, it's a perfect place for it.
Historically speaking, it makes sense. But don't you have to do a whole lot of retrofitting there? I would think that a cotton gin wouldn't be optimal, you know, in terms of the mechanics of this.
There's no location that is equipped at this moment in Texas to provide this medicine at the level and the scale that it needs to be provided for epileptics. So any place that we enter, whether you're building new or repurposing like we are, you've got a significant build out. But that's a given.
Even so, I mean, and it's not just the building here. These licenses to grow and to process, they're not exactly being handed out just yet, at least in Texas. In fact, it's my understanding it's going to be, what, another year before they are, right?
Correct. We're right at 15 months.
So what do you have to do to get that facility ready at this point?
There are three basic licenses that mirror the macro of the legitimate cannabis industry, and those are cultivation, processing, and dispensing. Our particular company we're doing full vertical integration, so we're going to have all three licenses. We're building out a cultivation facility on the property. It's three existing buildings that are the original cotton gin, and then we also purchased the adjacent property. And so we have 6.1 acres total. Some of that is being set aside for a cultivation facility that we'll build from scratch. Mm-hmm. We'll use one of the buildings then to take in the harvested material and extract the oil and then bottle and package it and prepare it. And then there'll be one of the other buildings is distribution.
You know, there's so much work to be done, and where this cotton gin is, this place called Gunter, pretty small town. I gather you've had an opportunity to hear from residents. What are they saying?
On the whole, very, very positive. So we've got great support from the mayor, great support from the city council. We did two town halls. They went quite well. The very first one, there were several people that were concerned. Once we got an opportunity to give them the actual facts of what this was, who this is serving, what our intent is, we really ended up with quite a positive response.
Tell us a little bit about what the concerns were. I mean, what were they pushing back on?
Well, so I think initially the pushback was, this is a pot factory. What is this going to do? It was very much tied to kind of a reefer madness, the misinformation of folks that were just behind the information curve about the reality of this plant and its use, and specifically the Texas legislation that allows for this.
But why do it here at all? I mean, there are other places in the U.S. where you're not going to get the sort of pushback that you might get in small town Texas.
So why do it in Texas?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Because there are Texas patients, and I'm a Texan, and Texans need to take care of Texans. The idea that somebody is supposed to pack up their child and family who has epilepsy and move to another state because a very small minority of people don't like it is appalling, frankly. The medical base that we're serving are 150,000 intractable epileptics. I would challenge anyone with the self-righteousness to point the finger at either me as a producer or these families as people who, as legitimate Texans and your neighbors, need this medicine to do their homework on what it means to live as an intractable epileptic and to live with an intractable epileptic. It's not Texan, it's not Christian, and it's not human to try and prevent this from happening for these people.
Patrick Moran is CEO of Aquiflow. Patrick, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Take care.